this first trade policy review of the state of Kuwait has given us a much better understanding of recent developments in its trade and trade-related policies and practices, together with the challenges it faces. We are grateful for the active participation of Kuwaiti delegation, headed by His Excellency Ambassador Dara Rasoui, permanent representative here in Geneva. And I would also like to thank the discussant, Ambassador Shahid Bashir of Pakistan, and members of the TPRB for contributing to our fruitful exchange of views. Kuwait's high oil export earnings and open trade regime with a simple average MFN applied tariff of 4.8% in 2011 have enabled it to successfully weather the global crisis without backsliding into backsliding on trade liberalization. Kuwait is taking steps to diversify the economy away from oil and gas and has been encouraged by members to continue its structural reform in order to achieve its goal of becoming the international trade, logistical, energy and financial services hub in the region. A key challenge of Kuwait's development process is to increase the participation of the private sector, local and foreign, in the economy and scale back reliance on the public sector to absorb domestic labor. Members welcomed Kuwait's commitment to the multilateral trading system, as demonstrated by increasing its WTO notifications during the preparation for this review. Furthermore, members encourage Kuwait to further foster its participation, given that it benefits from the open trading system and is relying on trade for its own goals of economic diversification. Kuwait has also identified its technical assistance need in the WTO. Kuwait participates in two overlapping regional trade agreements, the GCC and the GAFTA. Several members requested Kuwait to work with its GCC partners to ensure that the GCC custom union is reviewed under Article 24 through the transparency mechanism as soon as possible. From a close examination of the observations made by delegations during this review, it appears to me that the Kuwaiti authorities might consider introducing further actions or improvements in certain areas. I note from Kuwait's concluding statement that action is already been taken in several of these areas. Firstly, in the area of tariff, customs and import licensing, despite Kuwait's relatively low level of tariff protection, members called for further action, including bringing its bound rates closer to its applied tariff rates and eliminating tariffs on all IT products. Kuwait was also requested to remove its requirements for consular formalities on imports and revamp its import licensing system. In the area of SPS and TBT, where Kuwait was encouraged to improve transparency through prompt WTO notifications, allowing interested parties more time to review and comment on standards and SPS measures, and eliminating certain technical requirements to further reduce the cost of traders. In the area of investment and business environment, members acknowledge Kuwait's intention to promote more foreign investment. They encourage Kuwait to speed up the promulgation of new laws to modernize the business environment. This includes to tackle red tape and other obstacles to doing business, and to increase the transparency, accountability, and effectiveness of government administration. In the area of government procurement, some members requested Kuwait to amend its government procurement regime to remove the requirement to employ a Kuwaiti partner or agent in order to submit tenders and review both its offset program and tax retention scheme. Kuwait was also invited to join the government procurement agreement. With regard to competition, questions were raised about the establishment of the Competition Protection Authority, and Kuwait was encouraged to consider broadening the scope of its competition legislation to cover facilities and projects owned and managed by the state, given its heavy involvement in the economy. On intellectual property, several members noted Kuwait's plans to review its intellectual property legislation, and the Kuwaiti delegations also emphasized the importance of a strong and efficient intellectual property system. Members encouraged Kuwait to further strengthen its implementation and enforcement actions. With respect to energy, Kuwait was encouraged to take further steps towards a more energy-efficient economy. And finally, on services, despite progress in the liberalization of trade in services, members continued to be concerned by certain restrictions, such as the need to use local agents. They expressed hope that Kuwait might increase its GATS commitments and establish an independent ICT regulator. So, in conclusion, I believe that this review has given us a comprehensive update on the trade regime of the State of Kuwait. The number of advanced questions and the many interventions indicate the important role played by Kuwait in the WTO. This review has taken place at a very important time. Following the global financial crisis that started in 2008 and current uncertainty in the global economy, the policy direction that Kuwait is going to take will be very important for its future development and for the stability of the world energy market.